Dad wasn't he wasn't warm about cooking.
That's mighty good.
He's talking about cooking some deer meat. Well, you're cooking, you can cut it with a fork.
How do you skin a deer? You have to skin them, right?
Yeah,
and skin them. You can't let the hair touch them.
That's not too close. You get that hair on them. You just skin them like you do a cow. Hang him up and just start and just skin him on down.
Yeah. With fish, do you eat cornbread with fish? Any type of cornbread?
Yeah.
Man, this is mighty good, buddy. I'm pretty good. Yeah. Listen.
Buddy, want to try some on this crackling bread, even.
That's
a van.
Yeah.
I'm not getting a job. Back some, I ain't seen him. I ain't miss him out there. He's a heap of company to me. Well, he opened the pound on my one across.
You know, I've been a city boy so long that something about the taste of buttermilk is just hard to get used to again.
Yeah.
I remember I spent even milk that my grandmother used to get out of the country. You know, it was a lot thicker.
Yeah.
Tasted a lot different than city milk.
Say then, if it somebody had a buttermilk and a whey, what I call it, would rise up on it,
mm-hmm.
They pull that off, you know, and it'd be kind of really rich.
I was raised up on that blue john in the city. Yeah. And you fried in grease too, didn't you? Hog grease, most of the time.
That's what they put them hogs up in that Lord Penn, the fatness for dang long, you know, especially for that, get that lard.
Hmm. Now they say all that's bad for you now.
Yeah, nobody. I don't think it is no good way if you get kind of up in ages or something.
Have you ever gotten sick, or you said something about your eye?
I had a cataract
operation.
Contact on that rat eye, no.
You look like the type of man who's never been sick a day in his life.
Well, that's the first time I ever been in a hospital or anything when I had my eye operated. I stayed for 3 days, ain't it?
Mm.
Well, they don't put you sleep or nothing, do they? When they give you shots around it, and they don't take a few minutes to take it. Well, they take that little skin off.
God, that must have been a funny feeling.
Yeah, I never didn't know this. Taking it off.
when you were coming up here, did people ever die of diseases, things like that, that got real sick?
Well, a heap of people would die, and they'd call it some old kind of disease or something. Maybe he might have died with something that could have been cured or something, been an old what they done with it. I remember one of my first cousins out here, Wally Gage, when he was young. And he took the pneumonia and died. So they'd know what they done with it and treated it long and then. He probably wouldn't have hardly known he had it. But back in then, they didn't know no putting old mustard plasters on you and this and that. He died from it.
I'm sorry to hear that.
So we used to have old doctor, Dr. Jackson there across the down the cake place here.